The first walrus calf rescued by the Alaska Sea Life Center has been gaining weight since he arrived last week. And as he develops, scientists are hoping he can shed light on the illness affecting seals and walruses on the North Slope. APRN's Wendy Jonasson visited the Sea Life Center and has the story.
The abandoned calf is already attached to his human caretakers, and he's extremely affectionate. Tim Lebling is the stranded animal coordinator at the Sea Life Center. Lebling says the walrus waddles over to anyone in his room and rests his head on their lap.
He'll spoon us. He won't let you leave sometimes. He has flippers wrapped around you, and if you try to leave, he's going to hold you down into the fact where he just doesn't want you to leave.
And when someone does leave the calf alone in the room, he starts whining. In just a week, Lebling says the mischievous walrus has already learned to open the door to his enclosure, presumably in search of his new human companions.
If we don't lock the door, it's going to open the door hinge. You hear stories from zoos and aquariums that, these guys will all of a sudden show up in their office because they're very good at being breakouts. So this guy is no exception.
But the walrus is much more than just a cute new attraction at the center. He has the potential to provide much-needed insight into a mystery illness that is affecting seals and walruses on the North Slope. At this point, very little is known about the illness, but Lori Polashek, marine mammal scientist at the Sea Life Center, is hoping the calf can change that.
If the walrus happens to eventually show signs of this disease, we can also track that disease in the calf and then learn ways to treat it and then possibly can then help us turn around and help treat or deal with the disease in the wild.
Six seals first began showing up near Barrow late last summer. They were covered in skin lesions and very ill. Dozens of seals died.
So by the time the animal comes on shore, and what happens is they come on shore with weeping wounds, and they're very lethargic or they are virtually unresponsive. The disease has reached a state that the animal is showing positive for everything, for fungus, for bacteria, for virus.
Scientists have found similar lesions on walrus and polar bears in the North Slope, but no deaths have been attributed to the disease in those animals. Scientists aren't even sure if the seals, walrus, and polar bears are suffering from the same thing, and very little is known about what triggers the illness or how it spreads. As the Arctic waters open with melting sea ice, Polashek says the disease has the potential to move to the east coast of the U.S. and Canada. She says if the walrus calf does not develop the disease, it shows the disease has a limited reach.
If this walrus is happy, healthy, and has no disease problems, that's good. And that tells us that there are animals that are uncontaminated by the disease.
As of right now, the calf is showing no signs of the illness, but is being monitored. Since he is already attached to humans, he is not a candidate to be reintroduced into the wild. Instead, the Fish and Wildlife Department will find him a home in an aquarium or a zoo where he can bond with other walruses instead of humans. In Anchorage, I'm Wendy Jonasson.